Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Boy, I got a little insight into your life.
What do you mean?
So
let me explain my phone first of all. Okay. If my wife calls the studio, I have to answer it on a speakerphone.
Yeah.
My ear part doesn't work. And I've not gone and, you know, go to T-Mobile and try to work it out, get me a new phone, whatever. I've not done anything. So I have to answer on the speakerphone.
So we all have to hear it.
Yeah, everybody gets.
And he doesn't walk out of the studio to take a call. He just sits there. Brah,
well,
brah,
only
brah.
Had like a minute left in that too sweet song.
Well, anyway, here's what she doesn't care about your stories. That's
no,
why you tell
at
it at all.
She was like, oh my God, no way, what did you do?
So BJ makes sure now I know, like when his back hurts or all that, and when he goes over the top about, this hurt, it's because your wife does not care.
And that's why I love you guys. That's why I love you, the audience, because you care. You care about my stories. You care that I almost got killed this morning in my driveway.
Because I always think to myself when I drive home, why does he go over the top about how sick he is all the time and, his back and everything hurts? I'm like, at some point, like, it's got to exhaust himself how much he does it.
Yeah, aches and pains is like, what I complain about. Yeah. I don't ever get sick, but I do get aches and pains.
A lot. And we hear about it a lot.
Yeah, nobody cares at home.
Yeah.
They've got their own.
Yeah.
You know, and it's really hard to overcome.
But now I've learned why you bring it here so much.
Yeah. And I love you guys.
Yeah.
Because you'll listen and you'll pretend you care.
Yeah.
You, the audience, you text, you pretend you care.
Yeah. I'll Google stuff for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I try to find out what your disease is.
Jamie even gave me medication yesterday just to ease the pain.
Exactly. Yeah. So. I was thinking about that prescription drug I gave you yesterday. I gave BJ some Zofran.
That's prescription?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me that before I took it?
What does it
That's
matter?
Something crazy.
Yeah, it's Zofran.
It's not a narcotic.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, I mean,
it's just for
prescription
your stomach.
To me is a whole different level than, you know, over the counter.
Well, that's why I was laughing. So the doctor gave my friend Zofran. My friend gave my neighbor the Zofran, and then my neighbor gave me some of that split of the Zofran, and then I gave you another split of that Zofran.
So it's just making the rounds.
I was like,
one prescription.
Yeah, this is how drugs work.
Yeah. What are you, in a cartel neighborhood?
Yeah, because I didn't have a prescription for that, and obviously you didn't either, and neither did my neighbor.
And now your friend has to go back to her doctor and be like, I need more.
Yeah.
I didn't know you needed one.
Yeah. So
that's even worse.
It went through five hands.
It didn't work, though.
Oh, it works great. Zofran. Is amazing.
All right, let's get to your Botox, okay?
Well, this is just funny. So like I said yesterday, after I got Botox and stuff, we all met out for lunch. By the way, there's nothing like meeting out for lunch when your face is swollen, you have bruises all over it, and like bumps like a cartoon character from the injection sites, right? Yeah. So everybody's like, do you want to go to lunch? Here's me. You guys, I just had my face injected with like 80 freaking, you know, sticks.
Yeah.
But I'll put on some sunglasses, I'll put on a hat, and I'll meet you guys out. Anyway, so we all met, and then other people start joining us, people that we know that are also men and whatever. And so it was just really fun. But I cannot believe how many of you women lie or hide from your husbands that you get Botox or fillers. It's insane. I can't even believe
That's a thing?
It is a true thing.
Why would you hide it?
Because you don't want your husband to think that you get any procedures, number one. Number
two, like the Ozempic stuff.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. And number two, the cost, because it's very expensive.
The cost is crazy.
Yeah, the cost is really expensive. But so we had one guy there, and he goes, oh my God, it was so funny. I'll call her Chrissy, even though, well, that's too close to somebody else. Betty, okay?
Betty.
And he goes, oh my gosh, it's so funny, because we were out with a couple of our friends, and Betty's friend let it slip that Betty just had injections. And he said, I stopped. And I go, wait, you get Botox? And then all of a sudden, Betty's friend is trying to go, oh, no. I meant Samantha. Samantha got it, not Betty. And Betty's just staring at me, and I know she's guilty. And he's like, I don't know why this is a thing. Why you don't tell me? Because Betty makes her own money, by the way. But he's like, what? Why? And she's like, it's just something personal you don't need to know about. And it's like,
you know, wow. I think I'd want to know.
Yeah.
If Lisa got it, I think I'd want to know.
She probably does get it.
Not that I would want to know because it'd be like, why are you doing that? Why are you spending the money? Nothing like that. It would just be like, I'd be curious.
She probably does get it. You don't know. Because then I surveyed the girls. So I have 7 girls there, right? 5 out of the 7, their husbands don't know.
That's crazy to me.
Isn't it crazy?
Bree's always been honest with me. Mm-hmm. Like, she's like, hey, I got a Botox appointment today or whatever. And I do feel like she fubs the cost a little bit.
Yeah, probably.
Because I'm like, hold on. You're getting.
Yeah, because yesterday I got Botox and I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I got 8 little like sticks of filler right along my cheek line, and it was $1,600.
Isn't Bree young to get Botox?
No.
No, they start.
You get Botox in your 30s?
Oh, yeah. You start in your 20s.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, I started like 25.
Because they say the earlier you start, the less you'll need over time.
Yes.
That's their whole gimmick.
Their pitch.
But it's just interesting to me. Like, all you hubbies right now listening, your wife, if she can't move her forehead, you didn't even notice. Yeah.
I have no idea. You're saying you think she might, but yeah. I've never heard.
Yeah, I bet she does.
I always hear about the hair appointment, but right. I don't hear about the
But hair, hair is not like something. I don't know what it is. It's, for some people, there is a shame about getting Botox and fillers. I don't know why.
Yeah.
And like you said, the Ozempic too.
I guess.
Yeah.
I because it wouldn't bother me at all if I were told.
It's like getting your butt bleached.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some shame in that.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't want to tell anyone that.
I go get the butt bleach, I tell the world. Because I want them to look. Check this out, man.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.